Zuck the Mishnah Baita Masechtas Beya, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Our Tanna is going to explain to us that even though Minatari it is mutter to do malacha on Yom Tov, which is malachas oichel nefesh, but midirabbanan, there are malachas that the Chachamim asr to do in Yom Tov. One of them is the malach of tzeda, which is to trap. Our Mishnah begins, once again, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Ein tzadin dagim, we may not catch fish, mina beivarin, from a fish pond, biyamtiv on yamtiv. Now this particular pond is what we would call a fish farm. I know when you think of a farm, you think of grass. But there is such a thing as people raising fish in ponds. So there are bivarin, or the singular would be beaver of fish. There's also a beaver of chayes. That would be a large enclosed area surrounded by a gate. The Batanur explains they bring chayes over here, and the chayes give birth to the babies inside this enclosed gate. Now, of course, with fish, you can't just have a gate. You have to have water. There has to be a hole in the ground, and you fill it up with water, and you raise the fish there. And that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. I would think, of course you can't go fishing on Yom Tov. Can't sail out to the middle of the river or the lake and go fishing. But in this pond, I mean, it's my pond. And the answer is no. This is also called trapping. Because l'maisa, the fish slip away into the corners, into the holes. You can't just pick it up. You have to know how to trap them. So again, Zok the Mishnah. Ein tzadin dagim, we cannot catch fish, mina bivarin, from a fish pond, biyamtiv on yamtiv. The Batanura explains, why is this different than baking or cooking, which is mutter? Zok the Batanura, trapping, that's similar to cutting the tfu on the field, and cutting was not permitted on yamtiv. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, wie ein Neusnen lefnei amezainas. It's also aser to feed the fish, because we're scared when you're going to feed them, you'll forget, you'll come to trap them as well. The Magen Avraham says, being that the Lashon of the Mishnah is ve'ein noisnin lefneihem, as opposed to just saying ve'ein noisnin lahem ezayin. So it's a raya that the Isra feeding the fish in this pond is only if you put it right in front of them. But if you put it a little bit further away, so there's no gzeri, you're going to forget yourself and come to catch it as well. Now normally we're very strict about feeding animals. I'm sure you know the halacha, that you're not permitted to eat on your own before the animals are fed. And even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're allowed to, not only allowed to, but you're obligated to feed the animals that are mezainos and alecha, that are counting on you to feed them. The reason there's an issa in regard to the fish in the pond is because the fish in the pond can find their own food. There are different things that are growing over here and so on. Therefore, it's not something, the fish in the pond, in this particular type of a pond, don't fall under the category of mezainos and alecha, that you have to feed them. Here we apply the gzeira that any time it's usa to trap it, it's also usa to feed it. What about fish in a fish tank? A fish tank is different. There may not be an iser tzeda on a fish tank. The whole reason there's an iser tzeda by this pond is because it's big enough that the fish can wiggle away and hide in the cracks and crevices and corners. So you have to be a shtickle professional to be able to catch it. But in a fish tank where there's no place for the fish to go, it could be that's not an Isser Tzeda. Okay, we're not paskening shaylas over. I just want you to understand the general idea. Zok the Mishnah Vayter Avol Bat Tzaden Chayev Oif Min HaBivarin. If you have this type of enclosed area for chayas and oifis, you could go out and get them. If they were prepared from yesterday and they're not muksa. Fish are considered Mechisori Tzeda. They're hard to catch, even in the pond. But the chayas and oifis that are surrounded by a gate, for all practical purposes, they have already been trapped. And the mela, because there's no iser tzeda, so the neisnin lefnei mezainis. You can feed them. The whole reason you can't feed them is because we're scared you're going to come to trap it. Well, if there's no iser tzeda, so there's no iser to give them mezainis. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is really coming to explain the words of the Tanakhama, that this that the Tanakhama says, that it's mutter to catch the chay and the oif, in the bivarin, like kala bivarin shavin, they're not all the same. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kala mechusar tzeda, if in this particular pen, it's not easy to catch the animal. You have to figure out some kind of way to trick it, trap it. Could be have a gate around the area, but there could be a very big area here. So under those circumstances, osir, it's osir to trap it. The fact that it's surrounded by mechitzas doesn't mean it's already trapped. However, if she'ena mechusar tzeda, if it's a type of pen where you don't have to think of some kind of trick to be able to trap the animal, it really has no place to go, mutter. Then it's mutter to take it, mutter to trap it on Yom Tov, because for all practical purposes, it has already been trapped. Basically, the Batanura explains, if you run after it, you can catch it in one run-like, that's called trapped. If not, if you have to get it to like run this way, block it, run that way, block it, caught it. But that's already considered trapping, even though it's technically surrounded by these gates. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned, you cannot catch fish from a fish pond on Yom Tov, and wherever there's an Isser Tzeda, you also cannot place food before them. As a Gzeda, you'll come to trap it. You can catch animals or birds from an area that is enclosed, because they are considered trapped already, and the Mela, there's no Isser to put the food down before them. Shem Ben Gamliel says, not all Bivarim are the same. And again, we learned the Mishnah according to those who hold. Rav Shimon Gamliel is explaining the words of the Tanakhama. He's not arguing on the Tanakhama. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that what the Tanakhama means is it all depends. If you have to be a skilled trapper to catch it, then it's us. If not, then it's mutter.